Hello, fellow Beastians, this is your Gaming Beast speaking. Now, as you have surmised from the title of this MP3, this is indeed the D&D recording number 15. And, yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it? Now, I have some explaining to do, and I might do this in the upcoming Beastcast. Probably that's why I will go in more detail why this hasn't happened earlier, since I was very, this used to be one of my main things, uploading the recordings. Now, I do rec have uploaded the video recordings. We have done much m many more D&D sessions and role-playing sessions with the group and with even other groups and stuff. There was different reasons. One of the main reasons being that I always wanted to make my own title cards. And I just never found the time or the energy after a while, and there's, real life happens, and you sometimes don't feel like it. Now I decided to upload it, and I'm gonna put just a generic Google image on there that fits it the most closely as I used to do. But there's gonna be custom title cards for the episodes on the main page where I keep all the recordings, and I will be in the next days and weeks. I'm gonna be uploading all the recordings. Some might have custom title cards, some not. Now, the whole thing about title cards, me and Alex Swingle have this thing going where he's been asking me to upload these frickin' title cards, and it's been bugging me that I haven't, and I told him multiple times, and I have actually promised this to you guys. Also, Space Sticks, yeah, I know, not a great title, but whatever. It's gonna be uploaded soon too. So the quadrilogy of Space Sticks, although I think only three recordings remain. This particular recording is this session was actually one of the few sessions I wasn't there either as a player or as a DM. And my good college friend, Bytes, as I use a pseudonym for him, Bytes has been DMing this game, and the players are Adam the Hedgehog, with his Elvis Werewolf Berserker character, and Shintai with his warrior Mr. Tai. Now, it has been a while, so just a little update. The characters at this point, they were, man, this recording, holy shit. It's kind of embarrassing to a degree, but whatever. It's been quite a while that I wanted to upload this. 3 years, I believe. No. 15. Oh yeah, about a little less two. Yeah, it's about a little bit less than 3 years, two and a half years or something like that, that this recording happened. Exactly, it happened on the 18th of November 2011. Holy crap. How time flies. And I haven't updated this because I wanted to do title cards for it, and always something came in between, and I wanted to make them really good, and I started them and I was never satisfied. And my good friend Alex Swingle from The Next Round and also the Mom's Basement podcast has always annoyed me. So Alex Swingle, this is for you, and there's not going to be always a lengthy forward, don't worry. This is the first of many. I'm gonna upload pretty much all the recordings that I have in store, and there's some goodies. And it's gonna be kind of a trip to memory lane, and better late than never, right? So anyway, without further ado, here is Tarl Igot D&D session number 15.
Okay, this is D&D game night number 15. We've got two existing players and two additional players coming in with B2 tonight, subbing in for John as DM.
Cool. Okie
dokie. Sean says the last adventure you guys ended by coming back to the Red Pine Castle, correct?
That is correct, Amundo, good sir.
Alright. So you're at the Red Castle. guys just returned from it. What do you guys do?
Well, first of all, I'm just gonna park my chariot, which I had scored from that monster.
You're on a chariot?
Yeah, you don't remember we fought that giant thing that was on a chariot? The thing that was on the chariot got melted and stuff?
Yeah, but the chariot... Oh, forget it. I'm not even gonna bother
explaining. Yeah, I basically just stole it while no one was looking.
I wasn't aware that you stole it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it was an off comment that no one really paid attention to.
Why would you want to steal it, is my question.
So I can melt it down and put it on my greatsword so I have an enchantment of swords on it. That's why.
But you know where that thing has been, and you still want to use
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I mean, considering what that thing was, imagine what I'd do to something else if I used that kind of power.
I don't even want to begin to describe how fucked up that is.
So while Aldous is parking his chariot, what are you doing, Mr. Thigh?
I'm probably vomiting at the fact that he's using the chariot.
Okay.
Are you gonna, like... I think you have to roll a check to see if you can actually force yourself to vomit.
I'll let him have that one automatic. There's no challenge to it. What do you do after you park your chariot?
I just hop off and see if that girl that ended up being lobotomized at the end of the last adventure is still around.
Okay, as you hop off, you notice you and the rest of your group are enveloped in a white mist. You can't even see past the end of your nose.
Oh, great.
Well, speaking of my nose... I could actually just smell our way through this.
Oh yeah, you can turn into a werewolf or whatever.
Yeah, but I had to make a roll for that, see if I actually do it.
Do you have to turn into the werewolf in order to use that ability, or...
Yes,
you
he does.
Yeah, it's an ability of my wolf. So I had to make a roll to make sure I can successfully do it. So let's see if I can accomplish that.
I'll just
roll my little d20. Come on, big money, big money, big money, no money, no money, no money, roll! Booyah! Critical.
Yeah, there's only one little catch. Nothing happens, because you're still wearing my red clan's collar.
Well, oh yeah, that's right. Crap, so that was all for nothing.
Oh, wow, you wasted a 20, bro.
I totally forgot.
There, has noticed this kind of cold sensation on your bare skin.
Me or him or both of us?
And both of you. With you guys and the rest of the group.
Is it just me, or is it cold out here?
As Miss Claire, you notice that nobody's wearing anything at all.
What the hell happened to our gear?
That's what I'm wondering. Where's my sword? I think I lost it.
You also notice that the Red Clan's castle seems to have disappeared. And you
Wait
hear
a
kind of manic laughter as you see the cleric that got tossed overboard in his shiny armor flash by before fading.
Oh.
That
this
looks strange.
Is so screwed up. This doesn't bode
okay,
well,
okay.
Does
First
it?
Of all, something's happened to our stuff. We need to focus on trying to find it. Now we're in the fog, so that's a problem. Ah, shit.
Yeah.
Look, you're...
I wish I could use my nose right now.
Can't you take off the collar?
The collar's gone, too. Everything's gone.
I could try. I can try to take off the collar.
But
yeah.
The collar's gone. You're standing there nude.
Oh.
It's nothing on you at all.
Well, if the collar's gone, then why don't you try again, see if you can
Sweet.
Still...
I can do it again. Alright, come on, come on. Big money, big money, big money. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Go! Doh.
You start to grow kind of a muzzle and then it snaps back.
Ah. That sucks.
Your nose hurts just a little bit.
Okay, well, standing around naked is not going to get us anywhere, so let's try and search a little.
You know, your other companions, other than you two, have wandered off towards the village.
Bastard.
On your right-hand side.
All right, I guess I'm heading towards to the village as well.
Okay.
Can barely even... I think we have to make a roll since we're, like, enveloped in fog. We have to make a roll to make sure... Oh,
no, he said the fog.
Oh, the fog's... Oh, wait a minute. So, basically what you're doing, Shintai, is you're just going to walk into the village completely naked.
Well, I mean, I'm sure the men will be very embarrassed and the women will be fawning over me, but shit happens.
Alright, I'm going to go with it, because I'm freaking buff as hell.
What do you do, Elvis?
A berserker.
I'm not
gonna stay in the middle of the grass. Yeah, I'm like a Scandinavian.
I truck, so suck my god, berserker.
Alright, as you draw closer to the town, you notice some clothes with different types of robes and stuff hanging on it. They don't look in the best of condition, but then again, you're new, so.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to take advantage, or lack thereof.
Okay, roll a d20.
Yeah.
Alright. An 8! That's
good. Oh yeah,
we
have to make
good.
A steel check, don't we?
Okay, you find a kind of oddly stained...
So if I do better.
...stitches and a shirt. And Elvis, you find a set of armor laying on the ground. Plus 2. Chainmail.
Oh. Well, it's a bit cumbersome, but I guess it'll work.
Better than none.
At least it's better than nothing at all.
Okay. Now what do you guys
nothing
do?
At all? Nothing at all?
Your other companions...
I think I'm going to go rob a tailor.
...are heading towards the town's... what looks like a tavern on the outskirts of town.
Well, so this is pretty fucking strange what happened.
Don't mind. I'm just going to go.
I'm just saying, this is pretty strange what happened to us. I think we should inquire more and get our gear back. So
yeah, well, if you excuse me, I'm going to go over to the tailor and just rob the place.
I think we should look for our stuff before we resort to robbing and shit. Just saying.
Okay. I wish I had blood, though.
Alright, I think we should try and head back to the area that we were, where we lost... We mysteriously lost our stuff, because honestly, I don't really see any other thing to do.
I know any sense, of the, I guess.
I don't think any of the villagers would know. I mean... I'm sure something like people randomly losing their gear, being naked, would be at the talk of the town. It's not really something anyone has been talking about, at least not to my knowledge.
Yeah, I think it'd be best if we tried to retrace our steps, at least.
Yeah, see what happened.
All right. As you guys turn back to head back away from the clothesline back throughout your camp, you notice a wagon being pulled by, looks like, some very big spiders. About 6 of them.
Oh, goodness.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing, bro? A wagon being pulled by spiders?
And you notice, following behind it, 2 very even bigger spiders that have the same kind of metallic legs as the small 6 of them. There seems to be something on the back of one of them.
Wait a minute, that can't be. That cannot be a dark elf riding on those spiders.
As it gets a little closer, the wagon starts to slow. You notice a guy sitting on it. He's got... four horns that are curved back over his head that are kind of a bluish sort of like a dwarf, but he's got these horns going back over his head, like curved back over the temple. He also has a pair of bat wings that are kind of silvery metallic. Hello.
Hi, Goro.
And they're kind of in a fire pattern. A mixture of fire and of ice is what the pattern on his wings looks like. You also notice on the gigantic spiders that are towering very tall, female that looks like a tiefling.
Like a what?
A tiefling.
Tiefling? I don't know what that is. Oh, like a chieftain or something?
No, a tiefling. They're one of the races from D&D 4th edition.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that. Okay.
It's also in
Nor am I.
They're demon spawn, basically. They're born of the demons. They're in the character list, class list page Sean sent for D20. I'll have my wife describe what it looks like.
I see.
Alright, this wagon is very oddly suspicious. Now, I get the feeling that this wagon's probably connected to the mysterious disappearance of our gear. However, without said gear, we can't really do anything about it right now, so I think we should keep an eye on this wagon and try to figure out a plan and see what's in it, or maybe there are stuff is in there. I kind of get this feeling.
Yeah, why don't we try to shadow it or something? That's probably my best guess.
Yeah, let's follow it, and let's wait for the good opportunity, and then try to go inside and see if there's anything related to this, what happened before. Or even better, our stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, the wagon continues on by, as does the gargantuan spiders with the rider, and they continue on and stop at the tavern where your companions had already gone in.
Oh, the spiders creep me out. I hate bugs.
I wish I had a giant hammer so I could squish it.
The two giant spiders stand tall enough they can step right over the inn.
This looks very, very creepy.
And you notice as they pass that their bottom ends of their legs seem to look like giant knives or swords.
They look like swords?
Yep.
Okay, I'm having second thoughts. Can we turn away and run now?
No! This is our only lead! Kind of. It's barely a lead, but it's something.
Yeah, something about those knife-shaped feet aren't exactly inspiring me courage.
You can turn into a freaking werewolf, dude.
Well, that may be, but still.
Hey,
I'm not a giant wolf.
Hey, you can at least defend yourself. If we get into a combat situation, I'm screwed. I don't have anything. All I have is clothing.
Give me your fist. What are you talking about?
My fist ain't gonna do much against freaking, like, sword feet spiders or whatever.
Alright. I'll see if I can attempt it. No promises, though. No promises.
I mean, out of character, this isn't Splatterhouse, where the main character's fist can deflect knives.
What was that?
I said that out of character.
Right.
You heard that. He's making a reference to Splatterhouse.
Okay.
Yeah, the main character, like, right. He can punch knives that are thrown at him, and it doesn't do anything to him. It's kind of crazy. Good game, though.
Alright, let me see if I can successfully do a transformation roll.
You've got something in. What are you guys gonna do with?
Alright. Let's see if you can transform. If not, we're gonna have to come up with a different strategy.
Alright. One, two, three, do it! 16. That's a yes.
You turn into a wolf.
Alright, dude.
You get the strong scent of fresh blood.
Sick 'em, boy!
I like follow the smell of blood.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I have to do a scent check for that, don't I?
No, I'll let you, because I already told you you were smelling it. I'll only have you do checks when you absolutely have to, because it's not like what you'll do. When there's a chance, you can bail. So, you end up following the blood. What do you do, Mr. Thigh, as the wolf starts heading towards the door of the inn?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
I said, ask Mr. Thigh what he does while you head towards the door of the inn.
What do you do, my friend?
I'm going to see if I can ravage this wagon.
So you're going to go up. Okay. As you approach the wagon, you notice a bard climbing out.
A bard?
Yeah, a bard.
As in a musician.
Yeah, I know what a bard is. Okay, I'll ask him, hey, who are you?
Alright, he's, looks like a child. That jaw with a kind of turtle shell that's green and white. Also has some feathers as well, type wings, that you can see sticking out from under the shell. He has that are blonde and very piercing blue eyes. He has kind of a dog tail, kind of a dog face.
Okay,
Wait a minute, that's the creepiest thing I've ever heard of.
Can he speak? Can I talk to him?
I don't know, can you?
Oh, I'll try.
Try.
Hello, how are you doing? No response.
Just a sec. Hear that? That's what the bard says to you.
He can't speak properly, then.
I don't know how good this may.
Is your kid okay?
This is my son, Boss. He's playing the bard.
Oh, goodness.
That
can only lead to ruin.
Okay, now what do you do?
I suddenly get the feeling that this has absolutely nothing to do with our missing gear. And I quietly walk towards Elvis and say, hey, let's get the hell out of here.
Okay, as you walk into the inn to retrieve the wolf, you notice the wolf is standing by the chain. The lady that you saw riding the spiders.
And yeah, and I'm just like barking to indicate something wrong is going on.
She's got a guy pinned up against the wall and is saying,
you couldn't finish the job! I want my money back!
What do you guys do?
Oh my god, what was that?
That's what the lady's saying.
The lady beyond the door.
No, you said you followed your wolf. He was following the scent of the blood. That took you inside. The blood's coming from the guy she's got held up against the wall.
Oh. Wait a minute. So there's the woman right there?
Uh-huh.
So, I think I want to fight it.
Fight the woman?
Here.
Yes.
Okay.
She looks suspicious.
Okay, so what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna try to rake at it with my giant freaking claws.
Alright.
I'm just gonna watch.
13, and I forgot to add my, like, attack bonus to that. Wait. Yes, I do. It's plus 6. So, I have to... Yeah, I think I hit. Not entirely sure.
Have to be a
been very
trick.
Rusty at this. Yeah.
Alright. You miss. As you swing your claw, you find your own claw enveloped in talons for 1 point of damage. As she reaches back with one hand and catches your claw.
How did that...
Wait a minute, did you just say talons?
Yeah, talons. Coming from...
Wait a minute, so we're fighting a griffin.
Coming from the lady you saw's fingers.
Okay, that just sounds very creepy. I am slowly regretting this.
Hey, you're the one who decided to attack her.
I didn't think something like this would happen.
Maybe you shouldn't randomly attack people.
How
dare you? I'm a berserker.
Okay, this
it's
is what
part
you
of my
guys.
Job.
Hey, this is all on you.
Attack me, you pathetic little creature.
Hey, that's all on you, bro.
So you actually can speak.
Yeah, she's talking.
I'm good.
Well, of course she can speak. Didn't she speak before?
I?
Maybe.
I wasn't paying attention. I just saw the blood and I immediately thought she was the one that spilled it. That's all
God
I thought.
Berserkers.
Just to let you know, yes, she did spill it, and it is coming from the guy she's got held up against the wall.
Why did you stab him or whatever you did?
He couldn't finish the job.
Oh, what didn't you to stab him to kingdom come? I mean, sure, I understand, you know, stabbing the foot, stabbing the hand, but what? You looked like you did chest stabs here. I mean, really, that's just not right. I'm a berserker. You know something ain't right when even I don't agree.
He couldn't find my sister. I need my sister found.
Wait a minute. So wait. You're saying that you basically murdered this guy because he couldn't find your baby sister or something?
How is killing one person justifying for another person?
He wouldn't give my money back. He couldn't find my sister. And there's a lot more going on than you even realize.
Well,
that's
a whole other territory I don't think we need to venture into.
Well, considering the fact that I just tried to pimp slap her, I don't think we have much of a choice.
Yeah, that was all on you, bro. That's all you.
Yeah.
I dropped the knife to the ground, turn around, and put my hands on my hips, revealing a bikini chainmail and spider silk, with nothing else on.
Spider silk is see-through, which means you can see whatever's under the chainmail.
Okay. That is very interesting.
I'm just, like, painting what the dog I am. I will do anything you wish. Take me, mistress.
Oh, God,
you're gonna find my sister? Or are you gonna jump
yes,
on the
master. Yes, master.
Oh god, we're what? Fucked.
What are you gonna do, Mr. Thai?
I'm just I don't even know anymore. Well, I suppose I'm just gonna make sure that Elvis here doesn't get himself in trouble. So I'm just gonna just stick with him.
Okay, go get in the wagon.
I guess I'll help find the sister as well.
Get in the wagon and we'll head to the location where she was last seen.
Wait, I have one contingency to this. We lost her gear, so I'm pretty much useless at the moment. Do you have any way for me to get something so I can at least defend myself with?
Get in the wagon and...
Okay, fine. Whatever. I'll get in the wagon. Fine, fine.
Okay, but I've got one question. Why is your wagon pulled by freaking spiders? When horses can do the job at least twice as better.
What's a horse? This is what pulls the wagons around here.
Okay, I guess that answered my question.
Just accepting. Yeah, that's what
as you climb into the back of the wagon, she throws the clothing and stuff with a little blood on it and a hole in it, and sends it, tosses it to you.
Hooray! We have something to wear. Also, I see your kid is calling my name.
Yeah.
it sounds like he's saying my first name. It really is.
Wait, out of
he's trying to pronounce what he sees on the screen, so that wouldn't be all that surprising.
Yeah. Wait, not in character. What anime is that from, dude?
I don't know. I just randomly found this on Google Images. I just searched it.
I don't know why, but it looks
I just
really familiar.
An appropriate picture.
It looks really familiar. I don't know.
That was the first picture I found. It's from Know Your Meme, so it's probably from something that's famous. I just don't know what. Back in character.
Alright, so basically all the clothes and whatnot that the guy she had just killed, she just tossed you, Mr.
Okay.
And you climbed in the back of the wagon. She tossed you his weapons, everything he was wearing.
Well, that's better than nothing. It's not my gear, but better than regular clothes.
Now have a set of twin blade daggers, throwing daggers, a great axe.
Dibs, great axe, take now.
And you now have a spider silk shirt.
I guess I'll have to use the daggers, but that's not very appropriate for my warrior. Better than nothing.
You notice when you climb into the wagon... The spider's legs are knives, and you notice in the back of the wagon there's a collection of about 13 to 14 different lengths of knives that look like they used to be part of the spiders.
Do they have hilts?
What the?
Handguards?
Nope. They just kind of taper to a spot that's kind of just rounded metal a little bit.
Can I grip them without hurting myself?
Yes.
Hey, I've got a question for you.
Rather than being able to grab, your hand can more likely go into the tube at the end, so it actually becomes an extension of your arm.
Whoa.
Miss, I have a question, if I may ask.
Go ahead.
When this is all over, can I have a cut of those sweet blades? I have many ideas for them.
Depends on if you can actually finish the job or not.
Yes, we all know what happens when you don't.
We will finish the job.
The guy on the front seat turns to you and says, "If you finish job and I like, may not make you part of new toy."
Oh, God. What the hell did we get ourselves
into? You notice he looks like a cross between a dwarf and a demon.
out of character. Either of you part human?
I'm full human.
Well, I am.
No, you're not. You're a fucking werewolf.
I'm the only half one here.
You're a werewolf. You don't know what the other half is. Because you were an orphan. You don't know what your parents were other than you're a werewolf. You just look human.
Oh, I just keep calling human. I just keep getting called human until they actually see it.
Yep.
Human.
Okie dokie. Back in character.
Okie dokie dokie.
You notice quite a few ranger and druid implements all over the inside of the wagon. Along with you notice the bard that you noticed before? Looks like he's a real small little kid, about 7 or 8 years old at most. He looks like a little puppy dog, kind of, with the way his face looks.
What a cute kid.
This is a shrimp. I just, like, mockingly patted on the head.
Okay, so you want us to find your sister. Where exactly is she, and what happened? What's the situation? Why is it that we need to find her? What happened to her?
The mayor took her, and all the women that the mayor has taken has been shoved into a maze, and no one has returned.
Why would he do that? What does he have to gain from that? Does he get some sick satisfaction out of it or something?
No one knows.
Who wouldn't?
Hey, this sounds like
what I'm wanting to ask is who wouldn't.
Knows this. As the wagon starts to roll, you hear the driver say, "To the capital, mistress?"
Yes.
To your veterinary estates, or to just straight to the capital?
Straight to the capital for now.
Yes, Grand Duchess. He takes the reins and flicks them, and flicks a whip that has multiple of the blades, about 6 of the blades at the end of it, flashing as he whips it over the top of the spider's head.
Yeah, it just gets stranger and stranger.
Okay, now this makes me curious. That's a
now's when you get curious?
Yeah. A Grand Duchess. That's royalty.
Wait, how do you know that?
It's just something that, like, out of character that I'm usually aware of, because, like, Duke and Duchess are royal titles.
Out of character, to give you guys an idea, Grand Duchess would be, say you have a prince who's in line to inherit, and he has a younger brother who's also a prince. His kids would be Grand Dukes and Grand Duchesses. So the second son's kids are the Grand Dukes and Grand Duchesses.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I had a feeling it was that.
They're still in line to inherit, but they're not of the direct line for inheriting.
Alright, cool.
Alright. So, you guys start to travel. You travel about 3 hours. You arrive at this city, the gate, and as you go into the city gate, you notice there's this big hill. Up at the top of this hill sits what looks like a Capitol building. It has a turret, and there's these big hedges all around it. Both in front and behind. And the wagon comes up right in this building. What do you guys do?
I think going up in the back, because since you mentioned the turret, going ahead just doesn't sound too good.
Not sure.
That's just me.
Yeah, I think I'm going to follow suit with Elvis here.
Okay, I slide off my spider and start heading into the Capitol building.
You do that.
You too. You boys better get out of my wagon quickly and leave everything there.
We will, we will. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum,
very pushy. Ba-dum.
Yes, indeed, very.
The wagon starts to pull away.
Okie dokie.
The driver turns back to you and says, either hop out or be thrown out.
Oh, hey, we're getting out.
All right, I hop out.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay, as you stumble over a piece of paper.
Okay, I pick up the paper. What does it say?
Got it. I'm going to send you what the paper is.
Okay.
Lord, Amari's turn gets tired. Strangely enough.
Yeah, we've been recording for close to 37 minutes, so I think we should wrap it up. I think we should wrap it up in soon, because I've got a few other things to do after this.
That's fine. It should be able to pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just, segue like the generic anime ever. Just when it gets to the good part, or we just the announcement cut in and
find out on your next exciting episode of Dragon Ball.
We have to cut away and make you get the sensible. Yeah, like that. There you go. On the next Tarl Egan, ladies and gentlemen. Man, if you actually do that, when you do the recording, you gotta do like a Dragon Ball Z style thing at the end.
I don't know if my voice is epic enough for that.
Alright, so...
What's auto-tune is for?
I don't have... Actually, I've never downloaded the auto-tune program.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, auto-tune is more for, people who have...
Hey, I come running out of the Capitol building and grab you two by the arms and head towards the fountain.
Okay, do you think we ought to tell her?
Wait, the piece of paper I found is apparently a map.
Very crappy map on the looks of it. It's really shrunken.
Hey, a map is a map.
Yep.
There seems to be a castle.
A map is indeed a map. Yeah, seems to be, yeah.
And I'm guessing
very
there's...
Very vague looking castle.
There's a fountain. There's... and apparently there's secret passageways near the fountain. So I think we should investigate the fountain.
The fountain of life.
Okay, so you're going into where on the fountain are you investigating?
Well,
the weird looking passages.
We go on the area of the map that.
What area?
That
there's three points on the map around the fountain. Which one are you going for?
I think the one on the right.
Okay, the one nearest the capital?
Yeah.
Okay. As you approach, there's a small opening in the fountain where the stone's not quite sitting solid.
Alright, I think we should go in.
Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
Okay. As you drop in, you notice there's a passageway behind you, and there's a about 50 feet, and then you see a slight light, as if it's coming down from above.
Ah, God, it's too bright, too bright, too bright. I'm blind.
I go in the tunnel and head towards the light.
Don't walk into the
No, don't head towards the light, you'll just die. Oh, wait.
Get moving, boys. Or you'll end up like the other guy.
Okay, okay, okay. We're moving, but
poor guy.
Okay, as you come to where the light is, you have an opening, and you can climb back out to the ground.
What the? Oh, you have got to be joking. We went in a freaking circle.
That's just our luck, man.
What do you guys do?
Wait. I don't have a perfect picture for this.
I hop up and head to the path on the left.
I follow.
As you hop up, you notice you're in what looks like a maze. At this point, there's two directions in front of you. You can go to the path to the right or to the path to the left.
I go left since the right way was wrong last time.
Okay.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty. So.
As you all continue down the left path, you come to a spot that narrows. Then it widens back out, and on your left-hand side is a big opening, and the rest is all bushes.
Well, this looks like it goes somewhere.
I agree.
Shall we investigate?
Shall.
And so we go.
All right, as you step through, you notice you have two options. You can either go to the right or to the left.
Oh, great. We're in a maze, aren't we?
Yeah, this is pretty...
Alright. Alright, let's split up. Whoever makes it to the end, just call the other. I'm gonna go left.
Okay.
I guess I'm going right.
Okay.
I head left.
So, the two heading left, you take the left, it kind of curves back a little bit to the right a little, and then it goes straight for a ways. The one who took... The right, you come around the edge, and you notice there's another hole in the ground in front of you on your left-hand side. It kind of shimmers.
Is this for me or the other two?
You said I was on the right path.
Yep, on the right path.
So that is you.
Okay, can you describe it to me again? I'm sorry, your mic is a little low, so sorry.
Sorry about that.
No,
as you turn to the right, you see it's kind of like a little cove shape that has comes to a dead-end wall of shrub. Next to that, on the left, in the left corner, is another hole in the ground. This one, though, is shimmering.
It sounds really fishy, so it sounds like there's nothing in this direction, so I head back and I join up with the other two because this seems like a bad route.
Alright. As you're going along, you guys come to a point where it starts to turn a corner, you hear something approaching from behind. What do you two do?
Oh no! I quickly turn around and whip out my great axe.
Okay. So, one who went to the right approaches, your friend is pulling out his great axe and aiming it at you.
Oh, dude, it's just me.
Sorry, I thought you were something else. Crap.
No, dude, the other direction, it's a bad direction. It's just a dead end. And the other... There's another way, and it's a hole. The hole is shimmering, though, so I'm not really sure if there's anything down there, but I don't know. Shimmering.
Yeah. Yeah, it does sound sort of sketchy.
Yeah. Sounds like fool's gold.
I keep walking.
I pick walking as well.
Okay. As you come, the maze turns to the left slightly around a corner. And as you turn the corner, you hear a giant roar. And that's where we'll end the session for tonight. All
right. Oh, no. Cool. It's cut time. No, wait. That's not it. Oh, wait. I got one. It's chopping time.
Well, you have an axe. Axe's hack.
Whatever, it's hacking time, it's slashing time. I don't care. I have an axe, and I have an axe to grind.
So what do you guys think of tonight's adventure so far?
I think it's interesting. You presented it in an interesting way. You have a different style than Sean does, so it was kind of interesting to know about it the way you do. I think it would have turned out a little better if we had more people, but that's not really your fault. My only real complaint is your microphone. It's not the best, but
another one, but it's not picking it up for some reason. So I'm using the one just on my webcam, which isn't doing so hot.
Right.
We'll try to find another
one for next week.
Well, I wouldn't want you guys to get a microphone just for us. That's kind of selfish.
Other stuff too, so if I get a better mic, it's better overall, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna charge in like a badass with my axe.
Well, you have to leave that for next time. We're ending the session.
Yep.
Yeah, after this turn, so I might as well get like one swipe in.
Okay, so you're charging down, so you hear the roar, you're turning down, you see something kind of silvery green ahead of you.
Silvery green? Gee, yep. I wonder what that could be. What the heck, I don't care. Kill it!
Well, I gotta go for now. So, it was really nice meeting you. You and your wife. I think it's your wife.
Yes, it's my wife.
All right. Very nice meeting you two. Very nice people. See you another time.
Yep. Talk with you next week.
All right.